Yeah, what was school like in Nigeria?
Well, so I didn't go to college in Nigeria, but I was in high school when my sister was in college, so like I guess I can speak on that for a little bit, but mainly it was high school that I went to in Nigeria, and the high schools are pretty good. I think it's like more like here too. I keep telling people it's the same thing. It's like there's mean girls, it's literally just high school.
Were you a mean girl?
I was not a mean girl. I was a very nice girl,
Bullied girl.
actually.
You got bullied.
Oh, see, that's what I would not take. See, I'm nice, but I'm not gonna let like anyone bully me. So, but like I don't think it's like with the bullying thing, I don't think it's like as bad as it is here though. Because like in like Nigeria, like we're like very like keen on like discipline. So if you do something that's just too crazy like that, no, you're gonna get disciplined. And
Do they have like a
they like whoop
whoop you?
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they whoop
Really?
you, yes.
Did they ever
In
whoop?
front of the entire class so everybody can see.
What the
So you can't like do, because like there's some guys, you know how there's like the bad boys and they like try to do all this bad stuff and they don't care, like so they get like whooped and they're just like they don't even like cry, they don't scream, nothing, they just like take in the pain and then you're like whatever, and then they go on with their like bad selves.
Bruh.
But you do get like, or you can get like punished. So like a punishment will be like you have to clean this place, you have to like do, like it's literally like they give you chores to do at school and like all of your classmates see you doing it, and it's like nobody wants to like do that, and everyone watches them like
Yeah.
cleaning the classroom, sweeping the floor, and like that's what they do.
Because like with you, it was you lived at the school, right? Yeah.
So with my school, it's like you can so it's like a boarding, just like a boarding section, and there's also you can like commute. So you can be in like a hostel. We call it a hostel, not like a dorm. It's like the dorm, but it's
Yeah.
called a hostel. So you can be in the hostel, or you can be like a day student. It's like a commuter.
Yeah.
So
What I am.
you can do
Yeah,
yeah.
school.
So you can do either one. Mainly, a lot of the people that are in the hostels, they're like the ones that their family is like abroad or something, and like they're just going to school, so they don't really. They can't, they're like, their parents can't like come in and pick them up and take them to school. Like, they
But
can't
you
do that all
weren't
the time.
abroad.
Huh?
You weren't like from
I
out.
did go to the hostel because I wanted to go because all of my friends were there. So I wanted to go, and I told my dad. Like, my dad said no for like 3 years. And then, my final year of like high school, he said I could go. But that was good because, like, the final year is like the best year for you to be in a hostel because, like, that's what I was telling you the other day. Like the hostels, when you're like a senior, you're good. But when if you're anything below a senior, you're like, the seniors can tell you to do anything and you have to do it. So they can tell you to like go wash their, like, cause we wear uniforms. So like go wash my uniforms. Like go iron this. Go get me this. Go get me this. Like you have to do it. It's like a rule. You have to obey whoever is higher than you. So if you're a freshman, you gotta obey the juniors and the seniors, and you know,
Yeah.
and then if you're a junior, you have to obey the seniors, and if you're a sophomore, you have to obey the juniors and the seniors. So it's like you gotta obey whoever is
Before
ahead,
you,
yeah,
yeah.
ahead of you. So that's how it is.
That's
Yeah, it's pretty fun when you're a senior though, 'cause like we had all of like we like if it was time for like lunch, we could decide to not go to lunch. But everybody else under, like, if you're not a senior, you have to go to lunch. Like, you have to go to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have to go. You can't stay in the hostel and like not eat.
Kinda
But we could decide to like skip lunch or something, or skip dinner.
toxic. Uh-huh.
That's up to you. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
Did you go to school with your sisters, or was it?
So I went to school, so
How many sisters do you have, number one?
I have a lot of sisters. I have
Or like
three sisters.
immediate sisters. That's a word.
I have three sisters, but one of them was like super older than me, so we weren't really in high school together. So she kind of already graduated before I like got to high school. And my other sister, she was in a boarding school, but a different school. So she was in like an all girls boarding school. Mm-hmm. And she was a troublesome person. She used to get in trouble. Well, like, I guess the things that you call trouble in Nigeria is just like doing like a tiny little thing, and they were like, oh, you're breaking the rules of the school. So it's like, we have to wear our hair in like cornrows, and if you don't, that's your break. Like, you can't come to school if you don't wear your hair like that. They can send you home.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They will say, like, Nigeria schools are so strict. I'm telling you, that's why people that like are here, like, they go to school with like long hair and like makeup, high school makeup. I was shocked. Like, that, I was like shocked. I'm like, you're wearing like all this makeup and you're just going to class.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, you could never, like, you're not even supposed to wear, like, you're not even like lip gloss isn't, that's like too much. Yeah, so you're supposed to wear your hair like in cornrows, like wear your uniforms, because you, that's just all you wear. we don't wear clothes to school. You can't wear regular clothes to school. You have to wear a school uniform. And like, make sure like your uniform is like clean and like ironed, and like they're gonna send you home if you come in looking a mess. Basically, they're gonna tell you to go back home, and you're not gonna have school for that day. And if you come late, they will shut the gate against you, so you can't go to school. So you gotta get like, I think, what time was school? I think it was like 7. So if you come to school like 7, 8 o'clock, like, that's when like classes start. So you can't come to school by the time classes are started. Like, that's late. You're late. So you gotta send you home.
So you have to be there at 7?
You have to be there at, like, 7. Yeah, because we have, it's called like an assembly. So that's everyone on campus, mm-hmm. like, all of the students, we assemble. we assemble at, like, the, I don't know where I would call it. It's, like,
cafeteria kind of thing?
It's not, like, it's, like, the middle
auditorium.
Of the school.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's, like, but it's, like, open. It's indoors. So we assemble like there, and then we sing the national anthem, the Nigerian national anthem. We have to sing that. We do like the pledge.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I know it. Cause I sang it every day of my life for like 16 years. Okay.
How does it go?
I'm not gonna sing it right now. But we have to sing the national anthem. We have to do like a pledge. Like, I pledge to Nigeria, my country, to be faithful, loyal, and honest. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
We have to say that. We have to, and then they talk about like whatever's going on with the school and like the plans and stuff. Yeah.
Plants?
No, plants. Like plans.
Oh,
like
plans.
Yeah, like what's
plants.
Like
plants.
If we have like sports coming up, because we have something called the inter-house sports, and then we have like a cultural day.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's like those times, like when it's those times, because that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So when those times are coming up, we talk about that. We talk about like what we're gonna do, like the sports, and you know, that's just what we do like for the assembly. And then what else do they do on assembly? I try to remember. It's like if there's like a big issue with the school, like there's like a student that's like really bad, like everybody knows, like they will talk about it like in assembly. They will call you out.
Oh my God.
In front of the entire school. So you have to be really, like, that's why Nigeria schools are just so strict. I'm telling you. Yeah, but I really liked it, though. I don't know. I still would go back to, like, my Nigerian school, like, again, if I had to go to high school. I would still go to that school. Because
yeah.
I just, like, and I like my friends and all, like, you know.
So when you came here to college, it was in New York? No.
No, it was in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then when you moved there, was it, I mean, it was different because it was college, but, mm-hmm. like, was it? Was it different is my question. I don't know.
No, it was very different, of
like
course.
The school
even
systems.
Even colleges in Nigeria are, it's different from the high schools. Like, you can wear regular clothes, you don't mm-hmm. have to wear a uniform.
I hope not.
you can have your phones, like it's like that type of lifestyle, but it's still very different. I just don't know how to explain it. It's still different, just because it's like
in
it's
Nigeria.
A whole another country.
Yeah,
so there's no way it's the same. It's entirely
is
different.
Is it just, like, different traditions, or just, like...
Like, with the classes and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean...
Or, like, what classes are you... I mean, but you don't know, huh? Because you didn't go over there.
No.
But, like, what... Did your sisters go to college over there?
Yeah, my sister went to college in Nigeria, but, like, I don't know. I didn't really ask her. I didn't really ask her what classes she's just taking. But I will say, like, in the high schools, like, when you are... So you have your junior secondary school. Mm-hmm. So the high school basically is like primary. So you have primary school and then you have secondary school, mm-hmm. right? And the primary school would be the, what's the one that the kids go, like the grades.
Elementary.
So it'd be like that. It'd be like first grade, secondary. It'd be like that type, like the beginning, and then like the secondary school would be like your high school.
Basically. So you guys don't have a middle school.
No, I think the middle school is our primary school because we have KG, we have the pre-K. So, and then we have the KG, which is the kindergarten. And then after, so you have your KG 1, 2, and 3.
So that would be first grade, second grade, third grade.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Right.
And then you go to primary school.
4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. How many years do you spend there?
So primary school is 5, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to secondary school.
How many years is that?
Secondary school is 6.
And oh, so then it's middle school and high school combined. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So primary school, it's like still kids. So you're still like, I don't know, like 10, 12, 13. Like you're still like there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in secondary school, it's split into two. So there's the junior secondary and then there's the senior secondary.
So confusing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're in the junior secondary, you take all the classes. So whatever classes the school is offering, like you take everything. So I used to take about like 16 classes like a day.
What the fuck?
Not even kidding. Like I had like I used to take, because you have to take every single class, like biology, chemistry, it doesn't matter whether or not you're like into any of that, like art, like everything, you have to take all of them.
Yeah, like prereqs to graduate. Yeah.
So when, and then you graduate. Classes. Yes,
that's absurd.
And then you grad, so we had, so during like a regular school day would be like you'd have like class, I think it's like class, and then break.
Mm-hmm.
And then the break, I guess you call like recess. That's what the break is, because you get to go outside of class, like get food, hang out with your friends.
Like lunch and recess. Yeah,
so it'll be the recess, and then come back, and then class, and then break again. And then basically, that'd be it for like how the day would go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but when you get to secondary school, now you get to pick what you want to, like, where you want to go. So that's the senior secondary. So the junior secondary, you take all the classes, and then senior secondary, you pick what area you want to focus on. So the junior secondary, it's 3 years. So there's 1, 2, and 3, and then you graduate, and then you go into senior secondary 1. And by the time you get to senior secondary 1, if you want to be a science, like a student, like anything that has to do with science, they put you major, all of your classes are just going to be like the science classes. And if you don't, if you want to do, like, art or, like, music, you're going to be in those type of classes.
Yeah.
So, right there, you're kind of deciding what you want to do, like, I guess, for, like, as a career, basically. Because that's what you would use when you're, like, submitting, like, your applications for, like, college and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I know it's weird, but...
No, I mean, it's just different.
That was the system.
Yeah.
That was the system, definitely. And I don't know, like in the US, it's just, I don't know, I don't think I would like the high school here, even though it's like, I just still think I would still go back to high school in Nigeria if I had to. Like I would still have to go back to high school there and do like, and I go to high school there first before I come here. Like, I don't know if I can handle high school
here. Is it just like, do you think it's just like a miss? Why don't you think you could handle high school here? Do you think it's because of, like, you grew up watching all these, like, movies and, like, what high school would be like?
Yeah, it's not like that.
No. I mean, in some places, I mean, like you said, you always have those badass kids and those, like, bullies and those girls who think they're the shit and, like, all that. But, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I think it depends on, like, where you...
Really?
...go to. Because, like, for my school, it was a small high school. And, like, we did have, like, more popular kids, I guess, I never like really knew if you call people popular.
Really?
Like they're just like, you guys are the most like well known. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't really make us popular. It's just
Oh, you were a part of those that no. group?
It was just like, I... No. No.
Oh, I mean, shit. That's why you don't want to say popular, because you were a part of the people.
No,
it's just... You were part of the popular crew. Okay.
No, it's just like, I don't know. It was just, I don't think that it was like that.
Okay. Okay, Ashley.
But I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's like a lot of the time.
I mean, I think I get what you're saying.
The movies kind of like, just paint a more like drastic, mm-hmm. like, it's I just really like was cliche. Like, I
really
was like
in, is that really how it is? Like, no. How can like there be such
like seeing movies like Clueless or like, you know, like stuff mm-hmm. like that? It's like you see all these like little preppy girls. Like, yeah, you're always gonna have like the preppy girls mm-hmm. and the little rich bitches and like.
But it's
all
like,
that,
are they like literally gonna be like that? Just like horrible to like another no. student? Like
some
that,
of them. I mean, some of them obviously you can't. There's.
That's why I'm saying
people.
I can't be in like.
Yeah, but I mean that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. For the most part, like it's not like that. I think.
Because I know, like to us, it's like, who are you talking to like that? No, if you're not trying to, you can't yeah. be rude to someone like that, no matter what. Like, I don't care if you're popular. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. No, yeah, but I think that is a misconception that, like, movies portray a lot. All
right, maybe it is. Maybe. Yeah,
but.
Because I used to think, like, maybe that's how the high schools are. Oh, my God.
No. You know? No, definitely.
But I also don't know if I can deal with the cafeteria thing. Like, I just, like, I don't know.
Do you guys
know.
Not have a cafeteria in Nigeria?
No, you just eat in your classrooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you just eat in your class. It's just, like, the norm. Like, that's what we do. It's, like, we have, like, you that's know how you can go? So, you know how you have, like, places to buy food here? That's what we have places to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get your food, you just go eat in your classroom.
How long
or
were
you
your
can
breaks?
Like hang out like outside if you want to. Like,
how long
like,
were your breaks?
I think like an hour. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it was like for us.
Yeah.
Like at my school in particular, I guess it was like you get your lunch, and if you want to sit in the cafeteria, you can. If you want to sit outside, you can.
Oh. Yeah, that, but we just don't have a cafeteria. So you can hang out, like, outside with your friends or whatever. Hang out in the classrooms with your friends. Huh, you just don't have, like a place where you, like,
was
have to,
that
like,
particular just to your school or, like, all
no,
of the
I think that's
in
how
area.
It is in, like in just general. Just
don't have
yeah.
cafeterias. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Are there, like, any specific traditions that you guys would do at school? Or, like, activities that you guys would do religiously like all the time?
So we had I wouldn't say active. So we had like sports, and then we had like the cultural day is like, because I told you, remember how I said Nigeria has like tribes?
Yeah
So the cultural day, you come to school, well, like this, like it's like a whole planning before like it actually mm-hmm. like happens, like a big event. So like the parents come, it's like it's a huge thing, and there's like music and everything, so it's like a little like celebration that we do. But so you like the theme is like you have to come to school in your tribe's like outfit. So because in each tribe, remember I said each tribe has different language, they also have different like type of clothing, like the way they dress.
Yeah,
so you have to come to school like dressed in your tribe's
yeah,
like attire and stuff. So that's basically what the cultural day is. But we, like, as the students, like, we have, like, all these activities we have to do that day. So we have, like, a cultural, like, we have a dance show. We have a cultural dance. And we have, like, a modern dance, which is, like, a regular just hip-hop dance. So people do that.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's called the modern dance, but it's, like, hip-hop. It's just what it is. And then we have, like, a fashion show. We have a cultural fashion show. And then we have, like, a modern one, which is just regular, mm-hmm. like, clothes.
Jeans
yeah.
and a t-shirt.
Yeah, like, just, like,
yeah.
regular, like, nice, like, fashion-y mm-hmm. clothes. So, like, that event is, like, so, like, I always look forward to that. That's, like, cultural day. And then there's, like, the inter-house sports. So, mm-hmm. the reason why it's called inter-house sports is because in each school, well, like, my school specifically, we had houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the houses are colors, basically. So
it's
if
like
you,
Harry Potter.
Yeah, so if you were to come in to the school, you'd be given a house. So you'd be like placed in a house. And they'll be like, oh, you're like a red house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was green. So I was in the green house. Mm, nice. But we always won. So in each
athletic Rachel over here.
In each house, so even with the cultural dance too, in each house you all have to put on like the show. So with the fashion show, mm-hmm. each house has to like do their own, like they have to bring in like the models have to come in and walk and blah blah blah. So it's like a competition between like the houses, and then like at the end there's like a winner, like one of the houses will win, and it's like a huge deal because they're like, oh my god, like my house won. So yeah, so we have, and then we have like the inter-house sports, which that one's just like sports. So we like run, we do like relay, like marching, literally like marching like we're in like a band. Yeah, we do like those are like the activities we do for the inter-house sports. So, and those are really fun. Yeah, so each house they compete against each other. And then if you whoever win, like you're giving like a little cup. You know how they have those like trophies, like the cups. Yeah, so that's what we win. But it's really fun because it's like a big day. Like we invite like even students from like other schools. They come, and yeah, it's huge. I used to love when it's that time of like the school year.
The school year. Yeah. Is it like at the beginning or then?
It's like in the middle. So that's another thing. So we have like. How many semesters do you guys have, like, in high school? Is it, like regular, for like...
For school, it's two, but then they would break it into quarters. So it's, like, two quarters a semester.
Okay. It's two semesters, and then you have, like, your summer break, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had three, so we call it terms, not semesters. So we had three terms. And
well, it's just, like, shorter periods, though?
No, or, like, how long, it's like,
from what month to what month?
It's, like, the same. You know how you have, like, from September or, like, to like the end of the year, so then you have your winter break, you have Christmas break,
yeah,
and then you come back in the spring, and then you have summer break, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we do. We have the September to like December. We have like Christmas break there. Come back in like sometime like mid late January to like around I would say like April or something.
Like around Easter.
Mm-hmm. And then have Easter break, and then come back sometime in like. What, May or June, and then have school until like I think like August or something. Like, so I'll come back in May and then have school until like August, and then like have a break and then come back in September. Like,
so you guys don't have an actual we don't have a summer break.
Yeah, we don't have summer break.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so we have school like all year round. We don't have a summer break. We just have like breaks in between like a month or like, you know, like a month and a half, like in each of the terms, but like we have like school all year round. Yeah, that's the thing. I know.
So then how was like the grade system? Was it just like
the grade system? It's like I think it's like the UK's, because we were colonized by the British, so a lot of our things are like more UK than like US.
Mm-hmm.
So like a C would be a 50. You know how a 50 is like an F?
An F. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck? I want to go to school in Nigeria. Yeah. I'll pass all my classes.
A 50 is like a C. And then an A would be like 70, 80.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Like an A would be like a 70, like a high 70 is like an A. I know. That's crazy, huh?
That is very crazy. Damn, I could have been passing
Dude, the
all
first
my classes.
Time I came here, I like literally did not understand what my teacher was saying. And I was like... And she gave us assignments, and I did whatever I thought was right, and I got, like, a 50. I was so happy. I was like, oh, my God, I got, like, at least I got an average. and I was like, and my friend was like, no, that's, like, an S.
She's like, bitch, you're failing the class.
I was like, what? Like, I swear, I can never forget. That was, like, the first test I ever took. And I was like, oh, okay, this is not that bad. And then she was like, no, like, I think you got like an F. And I was like, no way. It's a 50. It's like the middle, you know, like.
It's halfway. It means I'm fine.
And then she was like, no.
That's not how it works for me.
Like, and I was like, damn, I have to study.
That's
so
funny.
So that's what, yeah. But like in the terms, like the cultural day is usually the first term. Gonna be like around like from like August to like December, like around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the inner house sports is second term, so it's gonna be like in the spring, and that one's like really fun. Yeah,
that was like the one with the tribes, right?
No, that's the first one. And
the
then
cultural
this,
one,
yeah, the cultural yeah. one. And then the inter house sports is just like sports. It's
yeah,
literally
yeah,
just sports. Yeah,
what tribe does your family belong to?
So my mom
So it's like my mom and dad is like, they're two different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is of the Urobo tribe.
Urobo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is of the Ijaw tribe. So basically the states are also different. So my dad is from like Bayelsa State and my mom is from Delta State. So it's like
the airline.
Yeah, it's like the airline.
All right, no, roll your eyes at me.
Oh, yeah, no Delta. I'm like, it's not your plane.
But okay. Yeah, there's like a state in Nigeria that's called the Delta State. And that's where my mom's from.
But,
is it, like, totally different traditions?
Oh, yeah, completely. It's not, like, the same. It's, like, completely different, like...
So, what was it like, the growing up
with both of them? I didn't even grow up in either place. I grew up in, like, a random city.
Yeah.
Like, in the city.
So, like, their, like, traditions and values, like, weren't distilled upon, like, when you were growing up?
It was, but, like, it wasn't, like, heavily, like... Because, like, we were in the city. It's,
yeah,
like, you're not in, like, the village,
yeah,
where you get to, like, you know, practice all the, like, it's like you're in this, it's like you live in, like, in San Francisco, you know? It's,
yeah,
like, it's the city. It's, like, a, it's like city life, so,
mm-hmm,
yeah. That's why I came out a little different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we were, like, we lived in, like, a different city entirely anyway, so it wasn't even...
You didn't get
and honestly, in Nigeria, you would not even know unless you go to, like, a village or something. That's when you'd be like, oh, okay, I'm in Africa.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're in the city, you just feel like you're just in, I don't know, you're just like in a different country. Like, oh, this is like a nice
tourist.
You wouldn't even,
yeah,
like, realize you were in Africa.
Until you get to, like, the,
yeah,
forest.
Like, the villages
where, yeah,
and stuff where they actually, like, mm-hmm, yeah. But
yeah,
the cities are, like, they're, like, what you see here, so.
Mm. Just like two more questions and
mm-hmm,
we'll be done. Oh, what's like one of the most memorable sorry,
mm-hmm,
things like about that you remember from being back in like Nigeria?
Memorable?
Like an experience that like you'll keep with you forever.
Well, I don't even know.
Like just like one of the biggest things that like impacted you about being in Nigeria. It's like a memory, an experience. That you're like, oh, like I'll remember.
I don't know. It's like it's very hard to like pinpoint one thing like in your life that's like made this huge difference. I'm still waiting for that thing to happen. But I would just say like everything, like I'm like from that's this, you know what's so funny, because people don't know or people don't realize that I'm like I'm very foreign. I just like know how to accommodate
yourself,
yeah, and like I know I get American lifestyle, like, but like I am like before I came here I did not know anything about here, like I just like it's just what I saw on TV, like,
mm-hmm,
to be honest. And it's like, because I get a lot of people like, they just expect, like, sometimes, like, when I first got here too, like, they just expect me to know. Like, I'm just like, but I don't understand. Like,
mm-hmm,
a lot of the things that they would, like, people would say, or like, I don't know, like, okay, like, slangs and stuff, like, or like jokes. I'm like, I don't know, like, I wouldn't laugh because like, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, I don't know, I just felt like people thought I should just get it. But it's like, I'm not from here though. Like,
yeah.
I feel like because I was like speaking English, like I just would like talk normal.
Mm-hmm.
People would think, oh, like, yeah,
she knows.
You know.
Yeah.
And then, because like, I had this roommate from Japan, like, and I just knew this because I was like, I specifically had that roommate. And I was like, they treat her differently than me. And it's like, I don't know the same stuff that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
But she didn't know how to speak English. So she would be like, and they would be so like helpful to her.
Help me,
they
bitch.
They would be so helpful, and they would like guide her and like tell
yeah.
her everything. But then like with me, they'd be like, oh, like Rachel, you should know how to do that. And I'm like, but I don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like that was weird because I noticed it. If I didn't have that roommate, I would be like, I would think maybe that's just how
people treat
was.
Everyone,
yeah. But like I had that one roommate, and I was like, wait. The way that, because I think it's just the English thing that, I think that's what it is. Because,
sense.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of the times, like, people just expect me to know things because
mm-hmm.
I just know how to, like, communicate and, like, all that stuff. And, I mean, now I know, but, like, back then, like, I'd be like, wait, what? I don't understand. But, yeah. But anyway, I did not answer a question.
What was my question?
Your question was what was like the memory?
Yeah.
I'm still thinking. I don't know. I grew up in Nigeria. I mean, I don't know. I really, really enjoyed it, if I was, if I'm being honest. I really loved it.
Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, leads me to my closing question, which is, if you had the chance to go back to Nigeria, would you go back?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And stay there and live there forever? And forever? Ever and ever and ever?
I would go back and live in Nigeria, yeah. I would live there. I've lived there before. It's, like, nothing new.
Yeah. Like, now that you're accustomed to, like, living here.
I would still live in Nigeria.
You would?
Yeah, I would still live in Nigeria.
Do you see yourself moving back or no?
I see myself moving, like, staying there for, like, a couple months. And then coming
visitor.
Back. Yeah, like, coming back. Because, like, I just feel like I would be... The only reason why I wouldn't live in Nigeria fully is because I wouldn't use... Like, that's the whole point of me coming to America, was to get, like, a degree and stuff. Like, I wouldn't use that as much as I would if I were, like, you know, I wouldn't... If I were in Nigeria, I wouldn't use my degree for anything. Like, I would just be in Nigeria. And whereas if I were here, I could still, like, you know, I could still go back to school, you know, get, like, you know, jobs. So that's, like, the only reason why I wouldn't live there full time is because I could be doing, like, so much more things, like, with, like my career and, like, just specifically. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but, like, in terms of just, like, the lifestyle, I mean, back at, like, the lifestyle, from what I remember, yes. But now I know things are changing, so, like, people are trying to be more bougie. So, but I would live in Nigeria, yeah. I also want to, like, when I have kids, I would take my kids to Nigeria. They would stay there for, like, 2 years. And, like, be really African before they come back here.
With the accent and everything.
Yeah. I'm like, you're gonna learn.
Wow.
Yeah. But I would love to live in Nigeria again. Well, and all of my family is in Nigeria, too. So that's why. It's like, I would have more family if I lived there than, like, here. Because I only have, like, what? Like, 2-3 people here?
It's your grandma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grandma, your aunt.
Yeah. And uncles, but they're, like, all, like, distant, like, relations and stuff. So, like, my immediate, like, family members would be with me.
Does your family want you to go back, like, your mom, your sister?
No, they want me, like, they want to see me, but, like, they want me to, like...
Better yourself.
Like, finish my education, like, do all the stuff that I need to do here first. Yeah.
Interesting. All right. That concludes our interview. Went by super quick. One interruption, but it's fine. We'll figure it out. Thank you for helping me and for enlightening me.
So what are the questions when you, like, scroll like this? Does it tell you the things to do?
But yeah, thank you. And thanks.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed it, actually.
Did you actually?
Yeah. It was nice. Yeah.
Nice to remember Nigeria.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yay! Are you sure?